Today marks the centennial of the birth of one of the giants of Broadway and Hollywood, Adolph Green. With his writing partner of over 60 years, Betty Comden, he wrote the book and lyrics for Broadway hits such as On the Town, Bells Are Ringing, and Peter Pan, as well as the screenplays for Singing in the Rain and The Bandwagon. Green died in 2002, but his work is very much in the public eye right now. Jeff London reports.
You may know this song.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
You probably know this one.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day.
And you certainly know this one.
New York, New York, a hell of a town. Bronx is up and the battery's down.
He loved the life of New York. He loved every bit of it. He would have gone out every night and stayed out all night.
That's Adolph Green's widow, Tony Award-winning actress Phyllis Newman. She says her husband of over 40 years was, in her words, cuckoo, the kind of man who wore galoshes even when it wasn't raining.
He came from another planet, the planet Adolph.
He actually came from the Bronx, and it took him 6 years to graduate from high school.
But he was a total expert on classical music, on movies, silent movies, on history, on geography. And then when he'd be with his more macho people, he would then surprise them by knowing every prize fighter and who had won every fight. He was from another planet, and that's from whence came this incredible gift.
The Reader's Digest.
It was a gift that came by necessity. He wanted to be an actor, and in the early 1940s, he and Betty Comden and another aspiring actress, Judy Holliday, performed in a weekly review in Greenwich Village. When they were told they would have to pay royalties, they came up with their own material.
Gone with the Wind. Scarlett O'Hara's a spoiled pet. She wants everything that she can get. The one thing she can't get is Rhett.
The end!
Their shows attracted literati, as well as one of Green's buddies from summer camp, a young composer and conductor by the name of Leonard Bernstein. With him, they wrote their first Broadway hit, On the Town.
Didn't get half my wishes. Never have seen you dry the dishes.
Never have seen you dry the dishes. It's not like I see moonbeams in your eyes.
Adolph Green's daughter, Amanda, is a Broadway lyricist herself.
It's just those details that people have when they're in love, but it's very specific and grounded in real day-to-day life and things that people experience, and I think that's why everybody relates to it so much.
Well, we'll catch up some other time.
On the Town features long ballet sequences with big orchestral music, as well as silly vaudevillian comedy. And that's what Comden and Green are about, says John Rando, who's directed the show's current Broadway revival.
This combination, this high-low, is a hallmark of Comden and Green's work, that they can be so funny and yet be so elevated.
Some girls make magazine covers. Some girls keep house on a dime. Some girls make wonderful lovers, but what a lucky find I'm.
For over 60 years, Betty Comden typed while she and Adolph hashed out lyrics and dialogue, as she told me in 2003, a year after Green passed away.
Adolph used to come every day to meet with me, as went on for the rest of his life.
They took their routine to Hollywood, where one of their assignments was to come up with a storyline for a set of pre-existing songs. They came up with a spoof of early Hollywood called Singing in the Rain.
Now let me hear you read your line.
And I can't stand him.
And I can't stand him.
And I can't stand him.
Can't.
Can't.
Comden and Green's combination of high and low, which began with Leonard Bernstein, continued with composer Julie Stein, with whom they wrote such hits as Bells Are Ringing and Peter Pan, as Amanda Green recalls.
I grew up hearing my father sing Captain Hook's waltz. You know, if I heard it once, I heard it 100 times.
Who's the swiniest swine in the world? Captain Hook, Captain Hook.
Amanda Green says this season her father truly is back in New York. In addition to the upcoming live TV version of Peter Pan and the revival of On the Town, a new production of Comden and Green's On the 20th Century opens early next year.
I was at rehearsal of Peter Pan and leaving it to go to the opening night of On the Town, and I just thought, God, would he be happy to be here today? You know, what a great day for him.
And, she adds, what a great birthday. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
My life is simply great. My silverware is gold. Through my Bel Air estate, champagne's a flowing river. Next to my Rolls Royce, a Cadillac's a flavor. I'm in New York.